Light sweet crude for January delivery rose more than $4 a barrel Wednesday to push the price of oil to more than $100 before easing to $99.61 at the close. The milestone comes after weeks of price increases driven by continuing tensions in several oil-producing nations. Although speculative concerns about supply disruptions have yet to materialize, that's not stopped buyers from driving prices higher. The White House acknowledges higher prices have hurt some consumers, but Press Secretary Dana Perino says the president will not tap into the nation's strategic petroleum reserves to send prices lower.
Doing a temporary release of the SPRO is not going to change prices very much. We know that from past history.
The reserves currently contain almost 700 million barrels of oil to be used in the event of an emergency. Perino says the president's plan for 2008 is to continue pushing Congress to pass laws aimed at reducing America's dependence on foreign oil and increase the consumption of alternative fuels such as ethanol.
We have to figure out a way to increase supply here in the United States, done in environmentally sensitive ways, which we know how to do, so that we can have a increase of supply of oil here while world demand continues to increase.
Analysts say high oil prices reflect the strong and growing global energy demand in China and India, as well as insufficient investment in production. Despite the psychological and historical impact of $100 a barrel oil, analysts say oil prices are still within the range of inflation-adjusted highs that were set in 1980. Millar Sega, VOA News.